Let's move on. We are in this series called The Story of the World. Say the story of me. Okay, all right. The story of the world basically is the story of all of us and a story from the Bible. Yes, all right. Today I'm going to do part three. Now, in this series, birthed out because, okay, of what we are studying in seminary, how many of you heard of this word called biblical theology? You know, it's a big word, okay, big word in a sense, but it's very simple, okay. Theology means, okay, how many of you heard biology? Okay, biology is the study of life, okay, bio, okay, life. But theology, theo, is the word God. So in other words, it's the study of God, all right, but in the biblical sense. I understand. If you look at the book of Acts, okay, who was the author of the book of Acts? It's Luke. Okay, Luke. So Luke is writing to someone by the name of Theophilus. Okay, Theophilus. So Theo is God. Okay, and Philus, okay, is friend. So if you do not have any Bible name, and this is probably a good name, all right? Theophilus. Okay, Philus is a filio. Okay, filio means friend. So in other words, if you want your name to be Theophilus, that means you are friend of God. Turn your neighbor left and right. Hello, Theophilus. Okay, friend of God. Okay, praise the Lord. Nah? So when we say that biblical theology is such a study of the Bible, interconnection of the Old and the New Testament coming together. Okay, these two, Old and the New, and which means by doing so, you are seeking to understand, okay, the theological sense, okay, in terms of themes, motive, concept that run throughout the Bible. So which means when you read the Bible, you read it as one unified story. Alright? Because the Bible is not written like chapter 1, who is God? Chapter 2, who is Jesus? Chapter 3, okay, who is the Holy Spirit? The Bible was not written in that way. Alright? Now, if you want to do that, that's where you need to do what we call the systematic theology. Alright? Systematic, then you do, okay, just study God, anything to that the Bible talks about God, anything to do about Jesus, Christology, then you study everything as regards, okay, to okay, Jesus Christ. All right, so when we think about biblical theology, in other words, we look at the Bible, when you read, it's one unified, okay, story, okay, one book by itself, and how the story birthed, okay, in that sense. When you look at the Bible, it's really a large book for some of us who are reading it for the first time when you first come to know the Lord, okay, wow, how to understand, okay, the Bible. In a sense, it's like so thick, how am I going to do that, make out of many books. We all know that it has ancient history, poetry, letters, okay, which written span about 1,500 kind of years with different plot, characters, settings, events, and hundreds of casts, okay, the character that's in the Bible. But with all this diversity in all those, are we able to read the Bible as one unified story or one unified epic narrative, okay, which leads us, okay, to who Jesus is, all right? So in this series of the story of the world, okay, we are saying that how when you read that and different story that you read, when you read about Gideon, when you read about Samson, when you read about David Goliath, how is this all this piece together, all right? Then you see wars, you see disobedience, you see blessing, you see how this all these things puts together or fit together. In the sense, when you read the whole Bible from Old Testament to New Testament, is one big story, the story of the world, the story of the Bible, one redemption story, okay, that God wants to depict, okay, to each and every one of us. All right, so with that, okay, that's where we have this series, five-part series, okay, that capture, okay, this story of the world. Say with me, creation. Four. Today I'm going to do chosen nation. Say chosen nation. Redemption. Then creation, all right? So this five piece, okay, of section, okay, that we want to, five parts, okay, they want to bring together, all right? Let us pray. Father God, I commit this series before you. We know we are in the part three, and I ask, oh God, Lord, in this whole story of world will bring, okay, meaning to each and every one of us. When we look to God, when we look at the Bible, when we read, we seek to understand, okay, the Bible as one unified story. I commit all of us into your hands. Holy Spirit, come teach us, guide us. In Jesus' name, everybody say, amen. All right, so while I was away, in part one, okay, we have Joel Solomon, okay, with us. How many of you enjoy him? All right. Yes. So he was one of our life group leader before the whole family moved back. Okay, to Sabah Jaya. So now, although working in Penang, but whole family is there. They are serving. Okay, our every nation. Okay, Sabah Jaya in a different manner. All right. Now, so when we have him come, I'm going to not repeat that, but I just want to capture one of few things as we go when we talk about chosen nation, because all these stories are connected. All right. Now, when we think about the creation story, So what's going to happen is I'm going to walk you through with these three things when we talk about chosen nation: continuing conflict, the coming He, which is a seed, and then that's how birth, okay, the chosen, okay, nation. All right. So when we do a bit of a recap of the creation, the Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, that says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over, okay, the face of water." Now, this story of the world begins with God. The story doesn't begin with us. The story begins with God. God is. So with that, probably all of us got to understand, when we say God is, means God exists. Which other words, okay, there was nothing. There's no space, there's no time, whatever is it, except God in a sense. So when God created us, all right, so form of nothing, okay, there's a word that we learn, it's called anilo, okay. So God create out of nothing, okay, in the creation story. So when God begins with that, so to understand who God is eternal. God has no beginning. Rather, God began all things. God created time and space for us. Okay, otherwise we will not experience what space is, what time is. Sometimes we like to say we got to be at the right time, at the right place, at the right time, right place, at the right people. Okay, these things like that. So when we read it, the earth was without form, okay, void, darkness. Okay, this is what happened. Then you have all the creation day, 1, 2, 3, 4. God separate the light and the dark. The dark, okay, morning and night, evening, okay, you read the Bible, evening and morning, evening and morning, evening and morning. Again, you read about, okay, the land and the water, okay, the birds, okay, the creatures in the skies, creatures in the sea, okay, and the sixth day where God created mankind. Now, when we read about creation, wow, it's so beautiful, it's so pretty, okay, so that was a popular word, okay, that we learned during our trip. So everything that we see in the creation world, wow, it's amazing what God has created for each and every one of us, in a sense, okay, for Adam and Eve, okay, everything was perfect, okay, everything for your human enjoy. God prepared everything ready, okay, for Adam and Eve. Okay, they don't need to create anything, all right? They don't even have to strive, whatever. Okay, God has prepared for us, all right? Now, so with that, when it was without form and all those, God caused a chaos, okay? Out of that, God created a wonderful world, okay? A beautiful world, which probably we like to sing the song, "What a Beautiful World," okay, we live in, right? We all kind of potential, okay, that man can live in. Then we can go to verse 26, 27. That was the time that God said, "Let us make man, okay, in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over fish of the sea, over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over the earth, and over the creeping thing that creeps on the earth." How you like, you can talk to the bird. Bird was flying, asked him, okay, come, okay. Those days, you can see, men always trying, okay, to educate, okay, the animals. All right, now it was funny. There's one many years ago, I was in this talk in Singapore, and I think it was a Women's Day, okay, Women's Day. And somehow, I don't know how, a group of us was asked to represent, okay, to attend there. So that's another story. But what caught my attention was, because it was a women's conference, one of the lady came out and say, how the working world, okay, and how their bosses treated those married one and the single, talking about married woman and the single lady who are working. And the single lady who stood up and said that many of the job was given to the single lady because the married one has to go home, take care of children. So this single lady was a bit unhappy, all right? So she was posing the question that got to send all the bosses, okay, to be trained how to communicate and how to relate, okay, to their staff. Then she said this, Even people go to attend classes to talk, to learn how to talk to their dogs. So he said, must send the bosses. Okay, so it was funny. I find it was so funny. All right, now. So we all that God created human and placed them in the Garden of Eden. So it's a beautiful place. You can think about, okay, the place of Eden where God placed Adam and Eve. It's a sanctuary where God experienced, no, not say God experienced, mankind experienced the presence of God. Talk to God face to face. It's a time that they worship God, all right? And there's nothing hidden, okay? And they come to God in such a plain, okay, in the sense that God created them as king and queen. Why? Because God asked Adam to rule, to have dominion. So they are like the king or queen that God has placed them, okay, with that. So beautiful story. And they are to keep, okay, this garden, and to take this good world, beautiful world that God has given them and develop them and living in harmony. But sad to say, I mean, we have part two, okay? Casey came and talked about that. It was a fall. It's like you have so many good story and now you have the bad story, okay? The fall. So this beautiful world that God has started didn't last because humans were given choices. And that choice is to trust and obey. Yes, many of us who are married, we have children. We want our children to trust and obey. Yesterday, when I was just talking to someone, when you hear stories about children who couldn't honor, couldn't respect, couldn't obey, okay, young children couldn't obey their parents. It's so sad, okay, to hear this. Now, so with that, mankind or human fail big time, okay, when they saw all these good things that take place, evil is also presence, okay? That evil come and entices Adam and Eve, and instead of trust and obey, okay, they doubt God's plan and mankind. So when Adam chose to disobey God, that means they broke and trust the trust that was given to them. So that happened, right? It leads to, okay, a cosmic disaster where we see this thing happen every day in our life. Why? Because every relationship that you know is fractured. When you think about marriage, you think about husband and wife, you think about family, every level of relationship, okay, parents, children, children with parents, okay, friends, in working place, okay, this earth, this system, government, authorities, every single day has certain breakdown. Okay, disobedience, selfishness, mistrust, pride, violence, murder, it's just continue. Okay, today. So, as I talk about that, friends, this conflicting, continual conflict continues, okay, even today. So, when you look back at the book of Genesis, Adam and Eve, so when that mistrust took place, can you imagine? Blaming take place, complaining take place, denying excuses, it's all the B, C, D, E, F. You can continue, all right? And then you have Cain and Abel. Okay, this is our first murder that took place, right? Then you have all the next generation. After that, Cain, Abel died, okay, murdered Cain, continued marry and children. It was crazy to read, continued, and wickedness and evil just continued to escalate. So part of the stories that I want to lead you to go to Chosen Nation is that the continuing conflict. Imagine after Cain murdered, okay, Abel, God came and asked Cain, where is your Abel, your brother? True? So sometimes your parents ask you, your friend ask you, or a leader, hey, where's your friend? What's the most favorite answer? Or the most frequently answer? I don't know. So now you tell your neighbor, where's your brother now? I don't know. Where's sister now? I don't know. Okay. So IDK, all right? IDK, your brother. Say, I do not know. Okay, am I brother's keeper? Conflict, all right, mistrust, okay, that take place. That's how I didn't show you this scripture earlier, okay. This scripture earlier in this conversation, okay, that God has with Adam, okay. You see, blaming took place, excuses took place, okay, denying took place because when God asked Adam, right, okay, where are you? Where are you? So what happened was, Adam, okay, when he replied, he was afraid and he was naked and he himself, okay, who told you you were naked? God was asking, have you eaten? Say, the woman, he blamed the woman, all right? What else you can see? And he gave it to me, he blamed God, and she gave me, so complain, okay, to God, okay, what this woman has done. And then after that, the Lord said to the woman, what is that that you have done? The woman said, the serpent, another blame, okay? Denying, okay, of the sin, okay, the disobedience, okay, that took place, all right, now. So this conflict continued. After Cain murdered Abel, the stories continue, okay? So Adam and Eve have another child and so on. So there is Seth, okay? Just before that, okay, Cain continue the story, tell about the genealogy, okay, of Cain. And you come to Genesis chapter 4, and it was crazy to read this. So Lamech is one of the sons, okay, of Cain, and said, and Lamech says to his wives, Ada and Jilah. Okay, Strah Jilah. Okay, now, hear my voice, you wife of Lamech, listen to what I say, I've killed a man. The continuing conflict just continue on. And he said, if Cain, my father, revenge, 7-4, he, which is Lamech, will be 77-4. It's just crazy, okay? That kind of sin will just continue, okay, to grow, okay, in that sense. Okay, Genesis 6, then you go 5, then you go Genesis, okay, so here was come to a place which is the Noah's Ark, the story of Noah. So when you come to Genesis 4, can you imagine how corrupted the world has become? And God has to say this, okay, recorded and says that the Lord saw the wickedness of the man was so great, was great in the earth, and that every intention, can you imagine? Every intention of the thoughts, okay, of his heart was only evil continually, okay, out of the earth, on the earth, and it grieved him, okay, to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created, okay, from the face of, okay, the land, men and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I'm sorry that I make them, but Noah found favor in the eyes of God. So here that leads to the story of Noah, okay, where God sent the flood, okay, after the flood. So I'm taking you through this continuing conflict, okay, that is taking place right now. Okay, so it comes to a place that is the Tower of Babel, all right now. So the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower which is top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth. Now, all these stories are connected. When God created Garden of Eden for Adam and Eve, okay, it's a place that they reach heaven, actually. They have a time communion with God. And they lost it big time. And the human now has come to a place they are so wicked. Now they want to build on their own, okay, to be God of themselves. They're saying that we can do this, okay, without God. So the intention of them building this Tower of Babel is such that there was pride, disobedience, and self-glorification. You can just see whatever that achievement of man, okay, today, okay, always relate to pride, disobedience, and self-glorification. So the tower was built is to reach heaven, is to say that they have independence and challenge God's authority. That's why when you come, oh, good thing, ma, they have all one language, all come together, very good, ma, all right? But it was not because of the motive and the intention, okay, that they have. So as a result, God has to confuse their language and resulting in scattering, okay, the people all over the face of, okay, the earth. Now, one beauty that took place was in the book of Acts. When we talk about Holy Spirit, in the book of Acts, everybody come together. There was the Holy Spirit came upon them and they spoke in tongue or different language, all different language. They couldn't understand one another, but they were all in one spirit. It was a new birth, okay, of what God intention, okay, to be. Now, with that, the story continued, the conflicting story continued, and even with that, even after Noah, all right, you have Noah has three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, all right, yeah, Japheth. Ham you eat lah, Japheth. Okay, now, so out of that three, Shem, okay, Noah, Shem, and there was the lineage, so that they come about, okay, you see Abraham, okay, from you read now in Genesis 11, you see continuing, okay, of the generation, all right, Shem, the Abraham, Isaac, okay, Jacob. Now, with all that, this conflict is still going on. Can you remember that when it comes to Abraham? Now, for Abraham, the father of faith. But if you look at the story of Abraham, well, let me tell you, Abraham messed up big time. How many times did he lie for his self-survival? And he said that what? Sarah is my sister. You know, when I was in my working world, right, I know there's number of affairs, okay, that took place, okay, even in the company and all those which I saw. And imagine when they are both husband and wife working in that same company, and the husband have another affair. And when the other person who call out office, the people say, hey, your sister call you. If you get the message. Okay, now, so Abraham messed up big time, almost lost his wife two times. And that also carry on when it comes to Isaac. Also, Isaac followed what the father did. Also say, oh, my wife, okay, also my sister, okay. Friends, that kind of deception, okay, that took place. Now, if they were to behave that way, that means, okay, Abraham or any one of us, all right, that is what we call lack of trust, okay, in God for protection and providence. All right, so Isaac, Rebecca, then you continue for Isaac, you have Jacob and Esau. Okay, there's conflict again. Jacob and Esau, there's conflict again. Okay, when Rebecca has the two sons, okay, in his womb, okay, it was said two nations, okay, they were to fight, okay, together. Friends, when we think about that, what is happening in our world today, okay, even of the attack, okay, the Israeli and Hamas war. Now, it's not just happened just like yesterday. It's not. Okay, it's been going on for years. All right, and it's just crazy, okay, to hear this. All the more we got to pray. All the more that we must pray for the people who suffered, okay, of few who make those decisions, okay, to bomb and to kill and to murder and all those because of the hatred, okay, they have. You know, when I hear Pastor Steve was saying that, you know, when we were there for 5,000 people come together, many of them are from country that we call creative. Okay, country that gospel is hard, okay, to reach. And we have missionaries who went to many of these country and preached the gospel. Okay, many of them have come to know the Lord. When you think about Israel and Palestine and Gaza, there are many Christians there as well. All right, and how, okay, we can pray for them that they are also safe, okay, and from all this calamity or wars, okay, and killing, okay, that is taking place. All right, now, out of that, Jacob comes, okay, the 12 sons of Jacob, and that's where the 12 tribe of Israel, and then you have this, what we call the chosen, okay, nation, which is the nation of Israel, all right, so continuing from there, right, so 12 sons, and then you have the story of Joseph. Okay, now 12 sons. Even of 12 sons, Joseph is the 11th son. Benjamin was not born yet. Okay, after that, Benjamin was born. Okay, being the youngest. Now, all the 10 brothers, Joseph was the 11. All the 10 brothers not happy with Joseph. And they fight. And they wanted to kill Joseph. But because of the eldest brother by the name of Reuben, say, don't kill our brother. And then they sold it, okay, to slavery. All right, now, can you imagine if you leave even your own family and you being the, I don't know, the youngest or probably easy been bullied? How many of you felt when you find that you don't talk much, you very humble, it's okay, and you've been bullied? And it happened many places, not only family, working place in the world, all right? So Joseph was being bullied by the 10 brothers, almost killed Saul, okay, to Egypt. But God has a big plan, okay? God has a big plan. God was with him. And no time to talk about the story of Joseph, okay, the dream and all that. But God was with him. And cut the story short, he rise, okay, to become prime minister, okay, the second most powerful man in Egypt. And the whole tribe, okay, the whole family of Jacob, okay, survive, okay, that's where they move or went, okay, to Egypt. You read that. Now we have gone to Genesis, okay, 46, right, 30, 46, all right, and move on. Now, then after that, you have the story of Moses. So even we know, even after Noah, I thought everything is fine. It's a continuing conflict, okay, that takes place. And story of Moses, the Israelites has grew, multiplied, okay? And there was Pharaoh who became panic and then ordered the killing of male babies. Remember these stories? Remember the time of Jesus? Same story, all right? Now, it repeats. So, when you come to Exodus chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, the people of Israel was fruitful and increased greatly, and they multiplied and grew exceedingly strong, so that the land was filled with them, and there rose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. Right? Sometimes we rise, probably some of you rise to some level of position or things like that, okay, because favor, okay, of your probably immediate boss and all those. When they're all gone, people who do not know you, what will happen to you? Okay, that kind of thing, security and all those, all right now. So here was where, slavery and bondage, okay, that they have, they cry out to God, Israelites cry out to God, and God sent Moses, all right? And when Moses was born, that's where, okay, the killing, okay, for all males, a story. And this story just continues. The Old Testament, you just read, okay, Book of Joshua, Judges, people in bondage, okay, attack, they cry out to God, God sent deliverer, sent all the judges from... You read about Samson, you read about those are popular ones that you know, Gideon and all these stories. Again, they send the deliverer, they all set free, and they sin again, disobey God again, cry out to God, send again, another deliverer. Then you go to the book Kings, you see Kings, you have Saul, David, Solomon, and so on, all right? And then you come to a point where you have the prophets and the priests. You see how, okay, Israelites has disobeyed God and all those. God sent, okay, other kingdoms, the Assyrian, okay, the Babylonian, the Persian, the Greek, the Roman. Okay, you hear wars and conflicts even, okay, today. All right? And then you continue. Even with that, a part of that stories, you also have stories of Esther. Okay, Queen Esther. All right? And you have this man by the name of Haman. Very close to Hamas, huh? Okay, now, who want to wipe out, okay, Israel. And then we come to Jesus. Another one that looks like Pharaoh. Okay, King Herod decreed the kill of all male children. Okay, 2 years, age 2 years and under. Can you imagine if you live at those times, and probably you are female, you go to school, there's no guy in the class. Was all the 2 years all killed already? Can you imagine? All right. So the continual conflict has stood off. The continual. Why all these friends? No time catch up. This is or the coming of He. Then when you read the Bible, Old Testament, and the New Testament, it's one unified story because you go back to Genesis again, and here was after the fall. Let me read this. Okay, the coming He or the seed. So the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle or the livestock, okay, and more than every beast of the field, okay. On your belly you shall eat dust. Okay, imagine, okay, not eat tikus, not eat all those, but the serpent is to eat dust, all right, now. And all the days of your life, and I will put enmity, hostile, enemy, whatever, hatred, between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise, okay, his heel. So this was a story that came, okay, like probably relate, okay, when Jesus on the cross, all right, that the bruises, okay, that Jesus had, and so on. Now, when you read this, so God cursed a serpent, put enmity, hostility, and opposed between the serpent and woman, and it was talking about the seed. Right, the coming He. All right. So from the day when you read the Bible, first Adam failed because did not trust and obey. So he was being tempted, and the serpents caused doubt in his life. So which means they felt that they can do this by their own and do not need God. How many of you have friends like that? Okay, they don't feel that they need God. That's what is inside from the days of Adam. All right, so from that day when Adam failed, and when God said this, okay, that there will be a seed, okay, that is to come. So in the spiritual world, okay, which is an evil one, from that day onwards, he is looking for this seed. He want to kill this seed. All right, so now when it comes to the story, when you think about Adam and Eve, you have Cain and Abel. Is Cain the one No, he murdered Abel. Abel died. Noah is Noah. Noah saved the world, built the ark. But it's not perfect. After that, he drink wine, and probably the you see incest it took place, and then you have Shem, and out of that you have Abraham. Is Abraham? Is it Isaac? And all of them failed big time. Joseph, what about Moses, Joshua, Gideon, Samson, Samuel not in the line. Okay, Saul, David, Solomon, and so on. All this lineage that comes. So at the end of the day, when each of these, every of those conflict that took place, because okay, he wants to all out, okay, to kill every one of them. All right, and then here comes the coming He. Okay, there is none other than Jesus. Say with me, Jesus. Okay, which we're going to cover in part 4, part 5. All right? Okay, now. So with that, okay, the nation that we talk about, the 12 tribes, okay, that out of Jacob, okay, the 12 tribes, okay, they form, okay, the chosen nation. So this also link back, okay, to the covenant that God has made right from Adam. And then you see all those. Then there was a wipeout because of the flood. And then Noah. Okay, there's a cutoff as well. Noah, go on. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay, look at all this covenant that God has made. Adamic, not pandemic, not COVID. Okay, all right now. God bless them. Okay, this back in Genesis 1. God said, be fruitful and multiply. Right, some of you have many children, yes. Who has 10 children, anyone? 7 children, 5 children. Okay, those days, right? Our grandparents, they have many children. Today, one, satu, enough, cukup. One already like dying already, okay. Hey, come on, two, okay, come on, three, okay. So sometimes we just didn't work fast enough for right now. Then our age catch it up. Okay, anyway. Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish and so on. So God given Adamic this covenant that they are to rule. Alright, and of course with that you also read the warning, okay, that was given by God. And it comes to Noah, the covenant, if I were to call that. And God gave this covenant and tell them, you can start reading from Genesis 8. I just pick up probably verse 8 to 11, that in chapter 9. Behold, I established my covenant with you and your offspring after you. So when you read the whole Bible, if you just to take the biblical themes about offspring, seed, wow, you can just continue read the whole Bible as about offspring, how it come about. All right now, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds and livestock and every beast, okay, of the earth with you, as many as come out of the ark, and every beast of the earth, I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be flood to destroy the earth. Now it's 10:30 already. Okay, now I just give you example of biblical themes. Now, this is fascinating. Now, yesterday we did the water baptism class for youth. Okay, going to baptize next Saturday. All right? Now, are you all here, four of you? Okay, anyway. Now, when you think about water itself, it's fascinating. When you read Genesis 1, it was chaotic. It was over. You can read, Holy Spirit was hovering, okay, the waters. Now, there was creation day. When out of the water, you came forth new creation. Alright? Then after that, you follow through. Where after that, the next water you think about, what would that be? Probably, it's the Noah's water. Alright? Out of the water. When God wiped out all those wicked ones came out, it's a new generation. So every of those water, there is a new life. Then you come out, you go on to the Old Testament. What do you have? You have after that, you know the story of Moses. They cross through the water. Why? So leaving the old and going to the new. So there's something new. Okay, after the water. Okay, talking of biblical themes and all those. All right. Then after that, you can read Old Testament. There was a story of King Naaman. All right, Prophet Elijah tell him, okay, you go and dip the water 7 times. Out of the water came new life, healing. All right, then you go on to probably New Testament. All right, that's where the miracle we talk about, Jesus turning water to new wine, new hope, new joy. Okay, new hope. Okay, that kind of about. Now, when I think about that, One significant thing that took place in the New Testament is none other than water baptism. Water baptism was never, you never hear of any water baptism in the Old Testament. When it comes to New Testament, was the water baptism. Or if you were to read Bible in that unified story, there is, okay, a trace, okay, of what the Bible is talking about, okay, when Jesus introduced water baptism, he's already preparing. Every of those water experience will come out new life, new creation, all right? So we'll try to touch this in the chapter 5, okay, as we come, okay? Let's see how it goes, all right? Now, so with that, this chosen generation, when you think about chosen generation or the chosen nation, I don't know what comes, okay, to your mind, but this biblical theme, they walk through from the Old Testament to the New Testament. So likewise, when I bring you through, okay, covenant, Noah, Ahic covenant, you go to Abrahamic covenant, and you will see this in Genesis 12 right now. So when you see that from Genesis 1, 2, 3, creation, 4, and from there you see this covenant, and the happening that took place, and there's a cut off in Genesis 6, and then you reach Genesis 12, and continue this all about the chosen nation and all the ups and downs that took place. And here was the Abraham covenant that majority of us know. Now here say, go for the country, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land. When you look at the Middle East, it's always about the land. Always about the land. And then God says, I will show you the land that I will show you. So moving them there, there has been the land, the promised land. I will make you great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. I will bless those who bless you. All these are God's covenant. But you ask this question, what did Israelites do? Practically, there's not much. But everyone, government, nation in the world, jealous about this generation, this chosen nation, this chosen people, because God protected them. It's a chosen, okay, people. All right. Now, with that, let's move on. Okay. Now, when you think about this nation, pretty small, you know, very small. Okay. Population is about 9 million. Malaysia is about 30 million. All right. So it's just even less than one third. Then you see all these neighboring countries, huge. And all of them bullied this nation, small nation. Can you imagine? Sometimes in your class, right? One little boy, everybody bullied. And all this sent, okay, to one thing, to take over this nation. So when you look out, it's just funny, right? So Israel is like so small. So they'll say it's like not as big as the Lake of Michigan and all those, right? Not chicken, all right now. Great Britain. So nation of Israel is just like this, the size. So small. And that make impact. And for years, everybody is trying. Okay, you hear stories, war, you go and read. Okay, four nations come, attack. Okay, nation Israel. Even after 1948, immediately they attack. Okay, Israel and so on. Okay, so long story. But when you go and look up, how great is this nation? This is just one of it, right? When you think about invention, you think about innovation, you think about discovery. And some of you are working in companies that have all your research is right in Israel itself. Yes, all right, the research is right there. Those days we have a friend who say, okay, what's your aim in life? What's your purpose? Now this guy tell me this, you know, say, Pastor, my aim is to work in Israel. That's where the research is. Okay, my aim is to get to that. I say, wow, being a Malaysian, chances may be very, very slim. And being a Malaysian, our whatever, all right now. So you go into true. In terms of mathematics, science, chemistry, physics, economy, all those. Invention, innovation, discoveries. Now, flash drive. It came from there, all right? Then I came to know this pill. So instead of MRI scan and all this, now they have this pill that you swallow and they can scan everything, okay, inside your body. And it's clearer than whatever image that you have in medical science. How many of you using Waze? Came from Israel. Can you imagine that? How many of you using Weber, Weber? Came from there. Many more. It's just interesting, okay, to see how invention, innovation, discoveries, okay, that took place. Friend, as I end and land this, where does this chosen nation, okay, apply to us right now? The entire Old Testament tells us a story of God's dealing. Because from part 1, part 2, part 3 now, we actually cover the Old Testament. And you will look at, it's a story of God dealing with the nation Israel and see the relentless God towards his people despite Israel's sin, disobedience, and rebellion. Because as you read, and you think about Israel, like, we always read about sin, rebellion, disobedience, but God never gave up. So what does that speak to us? These three things, the mass rebellion, the unrepented human. That include all of us. Sometimes say, yeah, I will do it. Yeah. Okay, I will never do it. Okay, I repented. I forgive me, Lord, and all those, or whoever you ask for forgiveness. Then the next moment, same thing again. No, again and again and again. Friend, this is the main unrepented sin, okay, man's rebellion. And you realize, human, okay, you're often always tempted with sin, always tend to stray away, and we know we can't save ourselves. All right? So that's where we come to part 4, and Terrence will be here, will cover that. And you see God's relentless love. The relentless God. He never gives up, always loving us. He keep pursuing us. We sing in all our worship song, keep forgiving us, and desire reconciliation and restoration. Yeah. So, I want to end with this verse, this message, and you reflect, okay, our own life, all right, now. He says here, this chosen nation, you read the whole chapter, Deuteronomy 7, the chosen people, the chosen nation, the whole chapter, but I just read this. He said, God said this, it was not because you were more in number. No, you're so kichi. Outnumbered. Nothing significant. Every country will bully you. Everybody wants to take over. It's not because you were more in number than any other people than the Lord, that the Lord set his love on you. Not because you did something so good, okay, that God chose you. But it says that but the Lord set his love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all people. But it is because the Lord loves you and keep the oath that he swore to your fathers and to the Lord, and that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeem you from the house of slavery, from the hand of the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandment to 1,000 generations. Tell your neighbor left and right, 1,000 generation. We also die, don't know go where already, all right now. And repays to their face those who hate him by destroying them. He will not be slack with one who hates him. He will repay him to his face. He shall therefore be careful to do the commandment and the statutes and the rules, okay, that I command you today. Can you imagine that? So for us to reflect, creation, for chosen nation, what does that relate today? God created us, yes, before many times. When we look at our own life, what is that? What did God mindful of us? What are we so special about? Have we sinned against God here and there? Okay, we fail in many ways. Even as much as we try, okay, to be good in many ways, but we know there's still something else. We can get angry. We can do all kinds of things. Okay, we can think about bad things if we want to do. People who ill-treated us, or whichever way, we can think of ways, okay, how to pay back. Okay, human. Alright? Now, but God is God. He's a faithful God. He loves each and every one of us. So we then, all the more, okay, when we look at our own life, all the more, okay, that we, okay, treasure who God is. And God is a faithful God. But that doesn't mean give us license that we continue to sin, we continue to be unfaithful. God remain faithful. No. It doesn't work that way, all right? Now, this is where repentance, what repentance is all about, okay, that we turn our ways, we turn from and turn to God. And good, amen? So when you look at the gospel of Jesus Christ, now it takes meaning, okay? When you think about honoring God, yeah, it's my life, honor God in many ways, in our thoughts, in our words, in our action, all right? Okay, let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands, knowing that, okay, that you are the relentless God, a God that never gives up, a God that continues pursuing us. Ways, Lord, that we have wronged you, ways, oh God, Lord, that we have disobeyed you, dishonored you. Father, I pray and ask, Lord, we ask for forgiveness.